A Humboldt County code enforcement case on a Eureka area home got scuttled on appeal with the legality of a search and inspection in question. Heard at the December 19th County Planning Commission meeting, the appeal of a substandard housing and notice to vacate order took a sharp turn as legal staff warned against taking action. The entire case is now scrapped, with the code enforcement notice and order withdrawn. If the county pursues the case, it will restart the enforcement process from scratch under a different warrant process. The property under enforcement is at 2335 Togo Street, a side street off Harrison Avenue and near St. Joseph Hospital. A September 26th code enforcement inspection was done concurrently with a County Drug Task Force, DTF, search, a circumstance that would come under legal counsel scrutiny. Taking commissioners on a PowerPoint tour of the house's disheveled rooms, Chief Building Official Keith Ingersoll described unsanitary conditions and safety issues related to solid waste, hazardous electrical rigging, and unpermitted plumbing systems. Acting as the county's building appeals board, the commission then opened the floor to the appellants, Lucas K. Bode and Katie Rocky. Rocky questioned the legality of the inspection warrant, an issue that would be confirmed as valid.
That warrant, I don't think, is legal at all. So I think the entry was warrantless. And even if it wasn't, it's a criminal warrant. They're not allowed to come in on a criminal warrant. And I thought it had to be an administrative warrant. And they have to ask you first if they can enter. If you say no, then they have to give you 2 weeks notice and then serve you a warrant. And they didn't do that. They piggybacked in on task force again, because task force really wants to has targeted us and really wants to take the house out of the picture. And so they literally they brought them in, even though they've also been to the house many times and never had a problem with anything. This time, they, when they couldn't find anything like usual, they said, don't worry, we brought code enforcement this time and they'll find something to shut it down. And so that is the warrant that they brought.
Rocky also described a complicated situation involving a problem tenant, repeated DTF searches that she alleged as harassment, her 5-day hospitalization, and a revenge-seeking former squatter she characterized as a gentleman on the street who everyone has a restraining order against. Bode also contested the warrant's legality, saying his Fourth Amendment protection from illegal searches is being violated. The relevance of legal issues was foreshadowed when Commission Chair Thomas Mulder noted the appellant's comments and said, quote, I didn't go to law school, but I did read that last page of the warrant, and I just want to see what the legal interpretation of that is before we proceed any further. After a half-hour break, County Counsel Joel Campbell Blair gave a startling analysis.
This search warrant says on its last page, any information obtained through the execution of this warrant that is unrelated to the objective of the warrant shall be sealed and shall not be subject to further review, use, or disclosure absent an order from the court. The warrant doesn't specifically define what is the objective of the warrant, but it's a search warrant. And it checks certain boxes for the kinds of evidence that it's going to go search for. But then it includes this language. It says, officers shall be allowed to bring other government agencies onto the property, including members of Humboldt County Code Enforcement Office. This will be for the purpose of examining the residents for violations of building codes, as there have been numerous violations visible during previous search warrants. So the court has authorized code enforcement or other government officials to inspect. Whether that means it's part of the objective of the warrant and therefore usable, I think is really unclear. I also think that because there is an inspection warrant process and a statute that requires a notice or an attempt to get consent, and then pleading to the court that you were unable to or that it would be fruitless to try, that a search warrant or an inspection warrant for the purposes of looking at these codes contemplates a level of notice that a criminal search warrant doesn't.
Campbell Blair added that the commission/appeals board is, quote, in kind of a weird position, being asked to make findings based on evidence that I think is cloudy at best. His recommendation was to go get an inspection order and do it over again. With that, the code enforcement order was withdrawn. Commissioner Ivor Skavdal acknowledged the potential impacts on residents of the house if enforcement is revisited, but also emphasized the health and safety considerations.
There's some pretty serious deficiencies in that home, the electrical system, and I think the building official was generous in saying that there's just a cover off of the panel and there's some things that, and some exposed wiring. There's wiring tapped into a 50 amp breaker that I can see there that shouldn't be there. There's some foundation issues on that house, and you have some cracking around some of those column supports, and you have some plumbing issues. So hopefully these things can be resolved and repaired, and it doesn't end up back here.
The county has had trouble with joint police code enforcement searches in the past. In 2008, a huge controversy erupted in southern Humboldt when sheriff's deputies did searches for cannabis with code enforcement officials in tow. The backlash led to Board of Supervisors' approval of a code enforcement moratorium and creation of a community task force to review code enforcement procedures. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Metz.